for a goggle story?
Yeah.
All right, so it's a really amazing one. I've been reading Rav Mordechai Eliyahu's farm. They're really amazing. So they have one not just about his miracles when he was alive, but even when he was nifter. A tzaddikim, they never really leave us. I'm looking at a tzaddik in our time. Pretty cool. So the story goes, there's three boys learning in that yeshiva in Mitzvah Yericho. On the first day, you go up to Mitzvah Yericho usually, right? So, and it was Bein Azmanim, and everyone had left except these three guys, and they were gonna daven nates. Two of them decided to go to bed in the old dorms. One of them thinks, "Nah, I'm gonna stay up all night, and I'll just take a little base nap, be ready for nates." And everything will be good. But his friends are like, "Nah, come on, go to your bed. It's not their cheretz." So they're arguing. So he said, no, I want to stay here. I don't want to go back to my bed. Fine, at least we can tell you a bedtime story. So he says, fine, tell me a bedtime story. So right there was a Mordechai Eliyahu book, the book that I was reading. It's from Avim Shabashmaim. And they opened it up randomly, page 169. They read the following story. And when Eliyahu was on the top of the story, it says, "Kum, kum, get up, get up." So they're a little like, what's this? The story is that Rabbi Eliyahu, when he was a kid, he would always daven nates, and his brother would daven at like the 7:30 minyan. One morning, he couldn't explain it. He had to wake his brother up for nates. Woke him up. He went to nates. They came back. It was in the middle of the independence war. They saw that Jordanians had like shot up his whole room. His brother would have been dead. The reason he was saved is because he got up to go to nates that morning. That's the story. So they're reading this story in the book in Mitzvah Yericho, and they're like, maybe I should get up. It says kum kum. Maybe this is a message from Hashem. So that night, this kid Gilad, he decides he goes to bed in his bed in the old dorms. That night, terrorists came into the yeshiva and looked, but they couldn't find anyone because the whole yeshiva was away. They went into the wrong dorms, and thank God no one was hurt. They like, smashed the base medrash in anger. But nobody was killed, thank God, that night, because Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was watching. He used to love that yeshiva, by the way, and he was watching over this guy even when he was dead, even through his sefer. So they say tzaddikim, they're alive, they're with us, so we should be zochet to connect to tzaddikim and to become tzaddikim. And on that note, any tzaddikim who